Mark your song books, 332, I surrender all. Just a few moments, we'll be singing that song as a song of encouragement. Tonight I wanted to speak to us, since we're in a new year, 2018 now, about maybe some things that we've resolved to do. That seems to be a popular thing to do, is to make resolutions or resolve to do something. And so I'm not going to talk to you about your weight program or that sort of thing. I'll let you handle that yourself. But I thought I'd speak to us briefly about some things that I always have a problem with. And it's twofold. It's two things. And that is to worry less and pray more. And so I always get that confused and tend to worry more and pray less. So I want to make the resolution tonight with you to pray more and worry less. Worry in the Greek means divided or distracted. And so if we think about what that does to our mind or our thinking or the thought process that we have when we worry, to actually divide our thoughts. And, it's more difficult to do things when you've got your mind on something else or you're trying to do two things at once. And so if we continue with that, we tend to push God further and further away. And so to the point that God is outside of our lives, or outside of the picture. And so we need to get into the practice to put our worries into God's hands. And that's simply said, simply stated, but how often do we do that? How often do we watch the news at night and see all the things that are going on in this world, in this corrupt world, and instead of praying about it, we worry about it? Well, are we going to get bombed tonight by North Korea? Or is there going to be another terrorist attack in New York City? Or any number of things that come out of the newscast that we sometimes watch. So no matter what the issue, whether it's our health, which we sometimes worry about, worry too much, our relationships, our possessions, accidents that may happen. How many times do we find ourselves worrying about an accident that may happen? And it seems no matter how hard I pray, and I pray every day, that God will take care of my children, even in their adult age, 135, even at the age that they are, I still pray for their safety, that God will keep them from harm. But then sometimes I find myself still worrying about their travels. And so whether it's that or growing old, sometimes we get anxious about growing old, or criticisms that we might face in life. Or, as I've mentioned already, terrorism. And so we could name things on and on and on. Where are we going to get our next meal? It may be that situation, or any number of things. But again, I want us to worry less and pray more in the new year. Philippians 4, 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So the Scripture tells us that He will take care of us. The Scripture lets us know that everything's going to be okay. But what do we have to do? Make our requests known. And so we get into a situation where we start worrying about it and we wring our hands and we get to thinking about it and it gets worse and worse and worse until there's really nothing we can do, and we forget about making our requests known to God. Psalm 55:22, cast your burden upon the Lord and He will sustain you. If worry divides our mind, the peace of God will glue it together if we'll give it a chance. 1 Peter 4:6, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your anxiety upon Him, because He cares for you. And so that tells us to cast all of our anxiousness, our anxiety upon Him, all of it. So let's resolve in the new year to worry less and pray more. Worry, I read a thing, and you probably read it before too, but it's a lot like a rocking chair. You sit and you rock and you rock and you rock, but you don't get anywhere. You can rock forever, and you're still sitting in the same spot that you were. And so that's the way worry treats us. We can worry and worry and worry. We still get nowhere. So, again, I ask us to resolve to worry less and pray more. You know, if you've not yet named the Lord Jesus as your Savior and King, you have need for concern. Maybe not worry, but for concern. I want us to resolve tonight that you will be obedient to the gospel, even if you've already responded to the gospel call. There's still the act of obedience that has to go on. But you may be in a situation where you've fallen away as a result of worry. We talked about it dividing the mind. It can divide the mind in such a way to the extent that it causes you to fall away from God. You may be, need to take care of that personally, or you may need to take care of it publicly. Either way, we need to make it right with the Lord. And we need to do it tonight. If the gospel calls you, please respond as we stand to sing.